Test 66, Section 4, Question 8. Here we're looking to weaken the argument, saying a significant amount of the acquisition budget is spent on subscriptions to scholarly journals. Over the last several years, the average subscription they pay has increased dramatically, even though the cost of publishing have remained fairly constant. So they're paying a lot more for their subscriptions, even though publication cost is about the same. Obviously, then, in most cases, publishing a scholarly journal must be much more profitable than it was several years ago. And so they must be making a lot more money. So here, the conclusion is that publishing the journals is a lot more valuable or profitable than it used to be. The evidence is that the average subscription rate a library pays for journals has increased dramatically. And one of the issues here is that it is just talking about libraries. We don't necessarily know about the general population. Now, if the libraries are the only consumers of or people who order these, then that would do a pretty good job, assuming that libraries are still ordering the same numbers. So there's a couple of different gaps here, both that libraries are ordering the same amount and also that you don't have some other group that's affecting the subscription rate. So we want to weaken the argument. So what's something that's going to say, no, it's not actually that much more profitable, so it's not a good thing. So many universities have begun to charge higher and higher fines for overdue books as a way of passing on increased journal subscription. That doesn't really weaken the argument. If anything, that would kind of help it, but it doesn't really do anything directly. University's acquisition budget usually represents only a small fraction of its total budget. Well, that's great to know, but that doesn't tell us about whether or not the academic journals or scholarly journals are profitable. Publishing a scholarly journal is an expensive enterprise, and publishers of such journals cannot survive if they consistently lose money. Well, that's good to know, but it doesn't say that it's not more profitable now, because it doesn't address the issue of libraries paying more per subscription. Most subscribers of scholarly journals are individuals, not libraries, and the subscription rates for individuals have remained unchanged for the past several years. That could weaken it a little bit, because it's saying, look, the libraries are the minority, and the regular people aren't paying anymore, so it might not actually be making quite as big a jump in profitability. And then E, the majority of scholarly journals are published no more than 4 times a year. We don't actually care that much how often they're published. It's just about their profitability. And so therefore, answer choice D is definitely our best one here.